Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 93, 10 Ways to Do a Low-Carbohydrate Diet the Right Way, Part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy day before Thanksgiving for those of you in the U.S. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil, and if you didn't know, this is one of 3 podcasts where we read you blogs for free. There's also Optimal Living Daily, where my brother, yes, my real biological brother, reads you posts about personal development, and there's Optimal Finance Daily, which is some great tips to get out of debt and make more money. It's great for beginners or anyone looking for motivation to start saving money and retiring early. Definitely check both of those podcasts out if you like the format of this show. So again, it's the day before Thanksgiving. My wife and I have been spending our evenings cleaning like crazy, prepping everything, removing all the cat fur from the couch and the floor to make sure that our house looks spotless because we're hosting tomorrow. And I gotta say, I am pooped. I consider myself physically fit, but when it comes to chores, my goodness, I feel like that really puts you to the test. It's probably a mental thing. Anyways, I think I deserve to put my feet up tonight and pop in the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles DVD and laugh myself silly. If you have not seen that film by John Hughes starring Steve Martin and John Candy, it's a must-see. Now, before we start today's post, this is a continuation from yesterday's episode. So if you didn't hear episode 92, you'll definitely want to listen to that first. And probably even episode 91 too. So those last 2 posts were from Ben Greenfield also and ties together with this post. All right, with that out of the way, let's continue today's post as we optimize your life. 10 Ways to Do a Low-Carbohydrate Diet the Right Way, Part 2, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. 5. Use supplements wisely. When you begin a low-carbohydrate diet, you're guaranteed to experience intense carbohydrate cravings. There are supplements that can help curb cravings, including chromium and vanadium, L-tryptophan or amino acids if the issue is a serotonin deficiency, and even foods Ben demonstrates in his video, 5 Ways to Suppress Your Appetite Without Taking Pills or Capsules. For exercise sessions, Ben actually recently tried out wasp larvae extract, VESPA, which is supposedly able to increase your ability to utilize free fatty acids as a fuel during exercise. He took 2 packets of it and was able to go about 4 hours on 1 gel. The disadvantage was that he was never able to go above threshold or into his carbohydrate burning heart rate zone, so he's not convinced he'd use it in a race, but it could come in handy if you're trying to get by on a low-carb diet and also doing long exercise sessions. 6. Be in it for the long haul. When you first start a low-carbohydrate diet, your weight will plummet as your body sheds storage glycogen and all the water that the stored carbohydrate sucks up like a sponge. So if your goal is weight loss, life is good for the first couple weeks as you shed anywhere from 3 to 20 pounds, depending on your starting weight. And then the weight loss stops. In most cases, this is the point where people throw up their hands in despair, convinced that the plan isn't working, quit the low-carbohydrate diet, and go in search of a pastry shop. But if you stick with the low-carbohydrate diet, the weight loss will gradually and consistently continue, especially if you include strategically implemented days where you allow your body's stored carbohydrate levels to be refilled. 7. Be ready for discomfort. During the first 7 to 14 days that you go low-carb, you're going to find that your energy levels plummet, you get grumpy, you feel lethargic, and your body simply does not move or perform the way you'd like it to. This is because you are burning fatty acids as a fuel. So a strict low-carbohydrate diet can be uncomfortable, and you need to be mentally prepared for that. Implementing the carbohydrate craving tips Ben gave earlier will help, but ultimately, you'll find that you'll feel the same way as a marathoner does when they, quote, bonk, which is what happens during a run when your body runs out of stored carbohydrate and needs to begin burning fat as fuel. This is also called hitting the wall. If the discomfort does not subside, then Ben recommends you A, identify nutritional deficiencies and get tested for fatty acids and also for amino acids, and B, also make sure you're incorporating carbohydrate refeed days if you're a physically active person. 8. Stay hydrated. Not only will adequate water help to reduce the carbohydrate cravings you may experience early in the diet, but A, water is also essential for beta oxidation, which is how your body burns fat as fuel, and B, you're going to lose a significant amount of storage water as your body sheds carbohydrate stores, so you'll need more as a dietary source. Ben personally drinks and recommends ample amounts of soda water, unsweetened kombucha, bone broth, water with effervescent electrolytes dissolved in it, water with Delta E, and just plain water. What he doesn't drink is anything with added artificial sweeteners or sugars. So check your nutrition labels if you're drinking fluid from packages or bottles, but stay hydrated when you're on a diet like this. 9. Get your fiber. When you switch to a low-carbohydrate diet, the drop in fruit, vegetables, legume, and grain consumption can significantly decrease fiber intake and result in inadequate phytonutrient, antioxidant, vitamin C, and potassium intakes. There's absolutely no reason that you can't eat liberal amounts of dark leafy greens and other non-starchy vegetables on a low-carbohydrate diet. Just be careful with your total daily intake and timing of starchy vegetables or tubers, such as beets, sweet potatoes, or taro. 10. Don't judge. This may seem a bit preachy, but Ben feels compelled to point out the fact that there are a multitude of successful vegan or vegetarian endurance athletes, including ultra runner Scott Jarecki, pro athlete and ultra runner Brendan Brazier, or pro athlete Hilary Biscay, U.S. Masters running champion Tim Van Orden, and top Ultraman finisher Rich Roll. Since most vegan and vegetarian diets are definitely not low carbohydrate, this demonstrates that you can succeed without eating a low carbohydrate diet. However, the low carbohydrate or ketogenic approach can be especially successful for fat loss, for learning to burn fats more efficiently, and even for reducing risk of or managing chronic diseases such as diabetes or cancer. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 10 Ways to Do a Low Carbohydrate Diet the Right Way by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A few months ago, I actually had the pleasure of listening to a talk on a low-carbohydrate diet, or basically a ketogenic diet, for athletes. The speaker was a PhD and a registered dietitian nutritionist, and spoke about how a ketogenic diet may actually improve performance and reduce the risk for some chronic diseases, just as Ben mentioned in this post. Now, it was definitely an interesting talk, but I had this nagging question in my mind. Most of the research that she shared was short-term, meaning folks were on this diet for maybe a month, maybe up to 6 months maximum. So my question was, what happens if people stick to this diet for longer than 6 months? What's going to happen to them? So after the presentation, I introduced myself to the speaker and said, fantastic talk, this blew my mind, but do we know yet what's going to happen if a person consumes very little carbohydrate for longer than 6 months? She admitted to me she doesn't know, and that there's no research yet that can really show us what would happen to a person following a very low carbohydrate diet for a long period of time. Now, what Ben has been mentioning in these posts that I've read to you the past 3 days is often directed towards athletes, those who already have a lot of self-discipline. When I meet with folks, most of them don't have that level of discipline. They're not athletes. So sticking to a lower carbohydrate diet like this is difficult for them. And what we're learning is people are often most successful when they find a diet or a meal plan that suits them for a long period of time. Basically, if they can find one that suits their lifestyle and that they enjoy, they're going to do just fine. So I really like that Ben mentioned the other side, that even those that are vegan and vegetarian, while probably not consuming a low carbohydrate diet, can still achieve some of these results. They can still improve their performance. Now, just as a reminder, if you like the format of this show, check out Optimal Living Daily to learn more about habit building, minimalism, mindfulness, productivity, and more, which is hosted by my brother, yes, my biological brother. And don't forget to listen to Optimal Finance Daily to learn more about personal money management. It doesn't get too deep or technical with stocks and all that, so it's perfect for you if you're looking for more ways to save money and retire earlier. That wraps up today's episode and this special 3-day Ben Greenfield binge. I'm going to go watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and put my feet up. I'll be back tomorrow with a special Thanksgiving post, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.